Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Arft. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Pellegrini. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cliff Fannin. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Cliff Fannin. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hutchinson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fred Hutchinson. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger takes first base on ball four. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla strikes out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake takes first base on ball four. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a pop-up towards the mound. Fannin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lehner. Kell reaches second base with a double. Lake moves to third. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lake scores. Kell moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft strikes out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kokos for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lake takes first base on ball 4. Hutchinson moves to second. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0 for 1 in the game. Vico hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mullen hits a line drive into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Dillinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into left field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dillinger. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Dillinger steals second. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0 for 1 in the game. Arft strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz strikes out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cocos. Lepon reaches second base with a double. Evers moves to third. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hutchinson takes first base on ball 4. Evers scores. Lepon moves to third. Swift moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Lake takes first base on ball 4. LePond scores. Swift moves to third. Hutchinson moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Al Widmer now pitching. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-2 in the game. Vico hits a pop-up towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokoes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoes is 0-for-1 in the game. Kokoes hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePond scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-1 in the game. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mullen hits a fly ball into right field. Kokoes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evers strikes out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into right field. Kokoes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0-for-1 in the game. Pellegrini strikes out. One out. Al Widmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Widmer hits a fly ball into left field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny LePond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePond is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. LePond takes first base on ball 4. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Swift bunts towards the mound. Widmer fields it and throws to first for the out. LePond moves to second. One out. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. LePond moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. LePond scores. It's 4-0, Tigers. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers, who is chasing the ball. Pretty reaches third base with a triple. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0-for-2 in the game. Arft strikes out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-for-2 in the game. Kokos hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pretty scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hutchinson, and towards LePon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-3 in the game. Vico hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee fires to first and picks off Vico. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kell strikes out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-2 in the game. Partee takes first base on ball 4. Ned Garver pinch runs for Roy Partee. Whitey Platt pinch hits for Eddie Pellegrini. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sam Dente pinch hits for Al Widmer. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Anderson pinch runs for Sam Dente. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Anderson moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-3 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Anderson scores. Dillinger moves to third. It's 4-2, Tigers. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift fires to third and picks off Dillinger. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Andy Anderson now playing shortstop. Les Moss now catching. Joe Ostrowski now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. LePon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Swift bunts towards the right side of the infield. Pretty misplays the ball. That's an error on Pretty. Wirtz moves to third. Lapon moves to second. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, he's got one RBI. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Lapon moves to third. Swift moves to second. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks, he's got one RBI. Lake hits a line drive towards the mound. Ostrowski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vico hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Vico reaches second base with a double. Lapon scores. Swift scores. Hutchinson moves to third. It's 6-2, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Mullen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Pretty hits a line drive for an out with unknown description. One out. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0-for-3 in the game. Arft takes first base on ball 4. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kokos hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Arft moves to second. Ted Gray now pitching. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-3 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Arft scores. Kokos moves to second. It's 6-3, Tigers. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vico settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lund pinch hits for Joe Ostrowski. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund takes first base on ball 4. Kokos moves to third. Lehner moves to second. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kokos scores. Lehner scores. Lund moves to third. It's 6-5, Tigers. Al Benton now pitching. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Dillinger strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.